today.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Today is Sunday, May 31st, 2015. It is 12:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. You're listening to the I Love Politics show, and I'm your host, Dee Sayers. And I do want to thank you for taking the time to listen in on this Sunday morning. Today's show is titled Organize the Clutter and Clean Out the Dirt. That's where I think we are. That's where I know we have to be as Americans. We've got to organize this clutter that we're living with. And we got to then get to the dirt and clean that dirt out. That's our only solution to the problems that we have. We have got to have people, not just those that we elect, but citizens, good-hearted citizens, working to make a better America. My show today is going to cover how I feel about America. Now, I love politics. I don't love the stuff that's going on. I've followed politics for more years than I care to explain, but I've never, ever witnessed things that I'm witnessing today. The corruption has spread because of politics. The politics that we live with day by day in our communities and affecting our lives, it's all about money. The money has taken over and the people does not matter. The only thing that matters is money. So now, what I want to see happen is enough good people coming together to change this country, and we can do it. There's no doubt in my mind. We can do it. And everybody is not going to participate. And the reality is everyone has never participated things better for all America. It hasn't ever happened in the past, and I don't foresee it ever happening in the future. I just don't see it happening. So, let's get about this show, organizing the clutter and cleaning out the dirt. For whatever reason, I'm not able to open my chat room, but I'm going on with the show, because the show must go on. Because if no one hears this show today but me, it has been assimilated out into the universe. And everything that's put out into the universe with faith returns in the same manner. And the fruits of faith is the works that we see. You see, today America's politics have been orchestrated to impose institutional racism upon people of color. This is how I see America. And I know that this is America. It's no doubt about it. America's politics have been orchestrated to impose institutional racism upon people of color. America's politics is in the hands of money changers. That's where we are. And Jesus went into the temple and sent out all who were trading and overthrew the tables of the money changers. Money answered all things. Yes, it does. It answered all things. But the love of money is the root of all evil. No doubt about it. The love of money is the root of all evil. And here is where the masses have arrived in America. With some people, they are the money changers in America. And other people, they are intrigued by the money changers of America. And other people, their lives are being destroyed by the money changers of America. And I mean their physical lives and their eternal lives are being destroyed by the money changers. And this we can fix. We have a list of things in America that's hurting America this morning, this Sunday morning. I was trying to do the little technical stuff to see if I could get my chat room open. Hopefully it's open. At least you can listen through there. I'm not there, but hopefully at least I have it open. Because I am very, very emotional about this today's show, and I'm very dedicated and passionate about a better America. So the list that I'm talking about, we have so many things wrong today in America. And I put it all on politics, which means I put it on elected officials, which means I put it on how we vote and how we don't vote. And I do know people tell me that it doesn't matter whether or not they vote because the people with the money are going to do what they want to do anyhow. And I'm here to tell them it's just not so. If you are willing to vote and if you are willing to then hold their feet to the fire 365 days of the year, that's all it takes, and that's not much. My show today evolves around the killing of Mike Brown. That's one of our problems. That's a serious problem because there are so many Mike Browns that went before him and since him. Police brutality, it's engulfing America. It's taken on a life of its own. Institutional racism that was set up after slavery. Institutional sexual assault goes on in America. There's inadequate health care in this country. The outsourcing of U.S. jobs has been made legal in America by our politicians. We are growing poverty. Politicians and CEOs are growing poverty. There's discrimination against the LGBT community in America. Companies are locking out U.S. workers. Workers that strike don't get their jobs back. People who are looking for work are being locked out. The Speaker of the House said that the CEOs are on strike. He said it in 2011, and they have proven it every year since. We have homeless families, families living in cars and under bridges and being separated, living in different homes. The growing cost of living is hurting America. Student loan debt is hurting America. And there's unrecognized poverty in America. Because there are people who are in poverty and creating poverty that seem to think that it has nothing to do with them when it has everything to do with them. Cops are killing unarmed blacks. People are killing cops. They are peers. Cops and citizens of the same generation grew up with the same wants and needs and have-nots and haves. And so now that same peer generation is out there killing up one another. The difference is that we pay cops to protect and serve. That's the difference. And on our dollar, they are killing blacks. There's growing frustration in the land of opportunity. And if we were not in the land of opportunity, we may well be looking at these things in a different manner. But it's pretty hard to have your belly slapping against your backbone and you can look and see wealth all around you. We each have responsibilities to change this America. And we must remember, no one can do everything, but everyone can do something. This is factual. People are being killed in this land of opportunity. They're being shot down in theaters. They're being shot down in schools. They're being killed in their homes. They're being bombed in their homes. They're being killed in parking lots. And some of these killings are killings of black people, white people, children, teens, Muslims, Christians, doctors, police officers, unarmed blacks. All kinds of groups are being slaughtered. And our politicians are allowing it to happen, saying, we have no jurisdiction. We have no jurisdiction. We do reports and see discrimination is going on, but we have no jurisdiction. Well, I want to know what you're there for if you have no jurisdiction. Mayors appoint police chiefs. Police chiefs allow these things to happen. The Department of Justice goes in and does reports, and then everybody tell us nobody could do nothing. So that means we the people got to do something. That's what that means. We have to do it. It's in our hands. Our destiny is in our hands. We pay people to protect and serve us. And these same people seem to believe that they have a right to kill us as long as they can identify the killing as a mistake. And that's what they do. They either say it was a mistake or they say that the unarmed person tried to kill them and they were afraid. What did they think the unarmed person was going to do? Eat them as a cannibal, eat human flesh? Hug them to death as a grizzly bear would hug you to death? What is it that an unarmed person would do that make a police officer fear that person to the point that when that person break and run, that police officer have need to shoot that person in the back 10, 20 times? What is it about our law enforcement where police officers stand on the rooftop of cars and discharge bullet after bullet after bullet through metal into human beings and then says there was nothing forceful in that act? America, as long as we allow people to kill us, they're going to kill us. As long as we allow people to say they fear us and that's why they kill us, we have a group of people in America who are whelps, frightened, and accepts that because they feel like if it's not me, it really doesn't matter. There has to be peace because America, there is an uprising, and there's got to be peace for the uprising because, you see, we had an uprising of the South in the 60s, but it wasn't an uprising of the entire country. So in the storm of the 60s, there was a port. Because the rest of America, they stood up and helped resolve the storm in the South of the 60s. But this time around, this uprising we are experiencing is across America. So how, who will be the port? We have to do it ourselves. That's where we are now, America. I do praise, I do politics, and I do productivity. And my plan of action is faith and works. That's what I do. And that is where I get my peace of mind, and that's where I get my financial stability. And that's where I kick butt, because the fruits of my faith is in the successes of thousands of men, women, and teens over the last 40 years. I know it works. My plan of action works, and it's called faith and works. It works. There is no unemployable willing workers in America. Our society has been built by willing workers. The workers came first, not the technology. But now workers are being told, we can't hire you because you don't have technology. We created the technology. We worked it out and got the kinks out and grew it. But now we don't deserve the jobs that come from technology when we created it. A black man created the cell phone. The cell phone did not create man. A black man created the cell phone. Now there are industries making billions of dollars by way of the cell phone, but says to black people, you don't have the skills we need. Thank you very much. God created man in his image. And when God sent his son, he sent his son Jesus so that the world may have life and that the world may have life in more abundance. This is what God did. This is the God I serve. God sent his son, his only begotten son, so that the world may have life more abundantly. Jesus performed miracles. And when Jesus went back to the Father, Jesus said to us, all these things I do, you can do. You can do all these things and more in my name. He said, believe in me as the Father has believed in me. Jesus says, ask for the desires of your heart and don't ask amiss. Jesus says, follow me. Follow my word. Lift me up and I will draw men unto me. Know that I am the Lord thy God, and the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He says, take care of my sheep. And he says, to whom much is given, much is required. This is the God I serve. And 9 of every 10 Americans confess Christianity as their religion of choice this Sunday morning. So we can do all things in Jesus' name. There's too much clutter in America, and there's way too much dirt across America. And it didn't happen overnight. It wasn't noticed until very recently by the vast majority. And because only a few will be strong enough and willing and able to do the work, then we're looking at months and years for the most part of what has to be done. Now, lots of effort is already in place. I take nothing from what people have done. And with that, I give thanks to a city in America which is now recognized as typical America. Ferguson, America. For you see, this host, B, says, it was Ferguson U who got my attention on the night of August the 10th, 2014, because it was on August the 9th, 2014, when Mike Brown was killed in the streets by a police officer. Mike Brown, whatever happened that led up to his death, before it got to his death, Mike Brown ran from the officer. Running from an officer does not give an officer the right to be judge, jury, and executioner. That's what happened. A cop killed a man. A cop says the man took his gun and tried to kill him. The cop says he wrestled his gun back from the man. The cop says the man broke and ran. Once the man broke and ran in this community, the cop was negligent because he fired his weapon into the community toward the back of a running man. It is said by the cop that the man stopped running and turned and charged at him. It is said by witnesses that the man stop running and put his hands up and then turn towards the cop. The man is dead this Sunday morning. And I say, on August the 9th, 2014, that as Mike Brown lay dead in the streets of Ferguson, the angels of the Lord swooped down, picked him up, and took him home. And other angels swooped down and encircled the city of Ferguson with God's love and blessed that city on August the 9th, that hot summer day. And that city began to move forward and change America. It was the night of August the 10th. After I did some extensive research about Ferguson, Missouri, that I realized the change I had been praying for years had finally come to America. I had been praying for a protest like we have seen in the past in America to make America better. I had been praying for another protest like when we had the Million Man March 20 years ago. I had been praying for a continuation of the Civil Rights Act. I had been praying for that group, Occupy Wall Street, to grow strength across America, which it did. And I believe it changed a lot of things in itself. But we needed the boots on the ground in the streets of America, and that's what I had been praying for, to come to America. And what began as a protest on August the 9th, 2014, became a movement. I think of it as a continuance of the Civil Rights Act. Because those who participated in the Civil Rights Act led the way. They blazed the paths. The Civil Rights Act of 1965 brought us this far. We didn't complete the task. But I believe that when God built that fence around Ferguson, blessing the occupants of Ferguson and giving them courage and encouraging them to have encouragement, to bring to the forefront what America needs most, and that's healing. That's what America needs most, healing. And I believe that that's when the healing that we needed began, with the death of Mike Brown. It was with the death of Mike Brown that the protest began, and that protest became a movement. And I think of it as the continuous of the Civil Rights Act of 1965. That's the way I see it. God built a fence around Ferguson. God blessed the occupants with encouragement for others and courage to bring to the forefront what America needs most, healing. Ferguson stands for justice with Mike Brown. And although the family is yet to receive the justice they sought, out of the death of Mike Brown, goods have materialized. There is a reform of policing going on in America today. Because those young people stood up for justice for Mike Brown, policing is changing in America. And we are going to now see the completion of a whole lot more in months and years to come. And it's going to start with jobs. We are on our way, America. Because you see, a healthy America cannot exist until the workers are back to work. We are unhealthy now. We are an unhealthy nation. But a healthy America cannot exist until the workers have disposable income. A healthy America cannot exist until all of us have access to health care. until we all have access to health care. Mental health care, physical health care, dental health care, care that we need and care that we want when we want it, that we can get it. That's how we will become healthy, because we are unhealthy now, and when there is anything unhealthy, it's going to spoil other things, it's going to rot other things, it's going to destruct itself, it's going to perish. A healthy America cannot exist until we clear out the clutter that's in our politics, the clutter in our police departments, the clutter in our places of businesses, and the clutter in our churches. A healthy America must set an example of progress and safety for all our youth to believe in and to emulate in their own lives. Scripture says, train up a child in the way he should go, and he shall not depart from it. Our children are not being taught well, and they have nothing to shatter but corruption. We must organize this clutter. We must then clean out the dirt, and then we must get registered. We must vote. We have a job to do, America, and you got to join me. You got to join me. And you got to join the others who are already working. And talking about it is not enough. Every day you talk about it, you should be telling us what you did to progress, to proceed, to move forward. And if you can't tell us those things, if you're going to be the informer, then tell us you're going to be the informer, but give us the information that we need and make sure we're getting it every day, on time, facts only, just the facts. I'm B. Says. Thank you for listening on this Sunday to the I Love Politics show.